नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 6 and 7 Why 6 and 7? Huh? Then why it's... Why 6 is there? Huh? Okay. Who wrote the verse? Oh, okay. So he forgot to wipe it. उषित्वा हस्तिनापुरे माशान् कतिपयान् हरिः सुहृदं च विशोकाय स्वशुः च प्रिया काम्मया उषित्वा हस्तिनापुरे माशान् कतिपयान् हरिः सुहृदं च विशोकाय स्वशुश्च प्रियकाम्मया उषित्वा हस्तिनापुरे मासान् कतिपयान् हरिः सुहृदं च विशोकाय स्वशुश्च प्रियकाम्मया उषित्वा हस्तिनापुरे मासान् कतिपयान् हरिः सुहृदं च विशोकाय स्वशुश्च प्रियकाम्मया
उषित्वा हस्तिनापुरे
Mataji is Ushitva, staying Hastinapure, in the city of Hastinapur, Masan, months, Katipayan, a few, Hari, Lord Shri Krishna, Surhidam, relatives, Cha, also, Vishokaya, for pacifying them, Swashu, the sister, Cha, and Priyakammaya, for pleasing. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Sri Hari, Lord Sri Krishna, resided at Hastinapur for a few months to pacify His relatives and please His own sister, Subhadra. Please repeat after me. Sri Hari,
Sri Hari,
Lord Sri Krishna,
Lord Sri Krishna,
resided at Hastinapur,
for a few months,
to pacify His relatives,
and please His own sister,
Subhadra. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Krishna was to start for Dwarka, His own kingdom, after the battle of Kurukshetra, and Yudhishthira's being enthroned. But to oblige the request of Maharaj Yudhishthira and to show special mercy to Bhishma Dev, Lord Krishna stopped at Hastinapur, the capital of the Pandavas. The Lord decided to stay specially to pacify the aggrieved king as well as to please Subhadra, sister of Lord Sri Krishna. Subhadra was especially to be pacified because she lost her only son, Abhimanyu, who was just married. The boy left his wife, Uttara, mother of Maharaj Parikshit. The Lord is always pleased to satisfy His devotees in any capacity. Only His devotees can play the parts of His relatives. The Lord is absolute. Ushitva Hastinapure Masan Katipayan Hari Surhidamcha Vishokaya Sasuscha Priya Kammaya. Sri Hari, Lord Sri Krishna, resided at Hastinapur for a few months to pacify His relatives and please His own sister, Subhadra. So, the battle of Kurukshetra was over. Krishna came from Dwarka to take part in the battle, not to fight the battle, but just to be the charioteer of Arjuna's chariot. and the battle was over, so Krishna would have gone back to his own kingdom, Dwarka, but Krishna decided to stop in Hastinapur, mainly to pacify his relatives. His relatives means the Pandavas and his sister Kunti Devi. They are all Krishna's relatives. Kunti Devi was Krishna's aunt, Vasudev's sister, and Yudhishthir Maharaj and the Pandavas in that way were related to Krishna as cousins. And then Krishna's sister Subhadra was married to Arjuna. So these are all Krishna's very close relatives. So Krishna considered that he is considered to stay in Hastinapur for some time, just to Priya Chikirshaya, to please his, Priya Kammaya, to please his sister and Sudhidam relatives. Swasu means sister, and Sudhidam, close relatives. Bishokaya, Shoka means bereavement, anguish, and Bishokaya means to relieve them from their agony and anguish, and Priyakammaya to please, especially his sister. Subhadra is Krishna's sister, and she lost her only son, Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu was only 16 years old at that time, just married. Actually, they were married quite recently. Abhimanyu's marriage also has a very sweet anecdote. The Pandavas, the last year of their exile, the 13th year of their exile, they were staying in the house, in the palace of King Virat, in disguise. No one knew who they were, because the condition was that if any of the brothers, if any of the Pandavas were recognized, then this condition would repeat. Actually, one should be very, very careful when rendering devotional service. Like, why this carelessness? And there is a saying that when one drops utensils like that and the noise that is created, Lakshmi Devi leaves them. What's happening? Why did you drop? Whether it was in the fridge or under the fridge, why did you drop it? If you don't want to render devotional service, don't put him in the deity department. Keep him in the goshala. Let him take care of the cows. You are not qualified to be in the kitchen, deity kitchen. What to speak of taking care of the deities? they were hiding in disguise. Because the condition was, if any of the Pandavas were recognized within that 1 year's time, then the condition would repeat. That means another 12 years of exile and 1 year of incognito, ajñātavās. So they all were staying in the palace of King Virat in disguise. And Arjun took advantage of a curse that he received from Urvashi. When Arjun was in heavenly planet, at that time he was cursed by Urvashi that he would, for 1 year, he would become an eunuch. He would lose his malehood. He would become an eunuch. And Arjun took advantage of that curse and he was hiding in the palace of King Virat as a eunuch or a woman, Brihannala. And also when Arjuna was in the heavenly planet, he learned the art of dancing. He learned the art of dancing and he was the dance teacher of the princess Uttara, the daughter of King Virat. So he was hiding in the he was in incognito as Brihannala, and he was teaching. He was a dance teacher of the princess Uttara, and during that time, the Kauravas came to steal the cows of Virat. Virat had a very large goshala with many, many cows. It was a celebrated goshala that Virat had. So they just attacked Virat's kingdom. And at that time, King Virat was away. He was fighting with some other enemy in some other front. So with his whole army, he was gone. And there was no one to protect. The only male member there was the prince, Uttar. And Uttar, when he got the news, the family got the news that the Kauravas have attacked the Goshala and stealing the cows, and they attacked the kingdom. So Uttar was saying, he was just a little boy, but a Kshatriya boy. Kshatriya boys are very powerful. Just like Abhimanyu, when he was only 16 years old, he was just fighting with the Pandavas, with the enemies, 7 Maharathis. And alone, he was fighting inside the Kaurava camp. So Uttar also was a Kshatriya boy, and he was claiming that if he only had a chariot, proper chariot driver, then he would teach a lesson to these attackers who came to attack the kingdom. So, at that time, Brihannala said, okay, I can ride the chariot. I can ride the chariot and you can fight. But when they came to face the enemy, when Uttar saw the enemy, which was like an ocean, the Kaurava army was so vast that it looked like an ocean. And he became afraid and he wanted to run away. Jai Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki. So he wanted to run away. So Arjun stopped him. He said, look, don't run away. You ride the chariot and I'll fight. And then they went. Arjun went. He kept his weapons in a big shalmali tree. So he went to that place and got the weapons and then came back to the battlefield. And Arjun, alone he fought, and he defeated the entire Kaurava army. So, he actually, with one arrow, he made everyone fall asleep. So, this way Arjun fought the battle and defeated the Kauravas. And the Kauravas, then when they came back to their senses, they realized that this must be Arjun. So Duryodhan became very excited. He said, okay, finally we recognize them. We found them. We recognize them. So now the condition will repeat again. That means another 12 years of exile and 1 year of incognito. So for another 13 years, Duryodhan thought that he was safe. He'll be safely situated in his kingdom. But at that time, Bhishma Dev made the calculation and he said, sorry, Duryodhan, 1 year is just over. That 1 year of incognito that they were supposed to be in was just over. Just by a day, they missed it. So this is how Pandavas were saved by Krishna's divine arrangement again. And when Uttara, the daughter of King Virat, got to know that her dance teacher, Brihannala, was actually Arjun, and she already fell in love with him. So she wanted to marry Arjun. Then Arjun said, look, I can't marry you because I'm your teacher, and teacher is like a father. So father cannot marry his daughter. Teacher, the guru, is the father. So how can the father marry his daughter? And it was arranged that Arjun arranged that Uttara would get married to his son, Abhimanyu. So that is how Abhimanyu was married to Uttara. So we can see, like, they came back and they came back to their kingdom. They came back to Hastinapur and the negotiation was going on. Bhishma Dev and other senior members, they were telling Duryodhan to give at least half the kingdom. Even Duryodhan's mother, Gandhari, was pleading, Duryodhan, give them their kingdom. Like, don't become so greedy and don't become so sinful. Gandhari's concern was that the sinful activities of Duryodhan was going to destroy the entire family. So this took place only for a few months at the most. So, and then the battle of Kurukshetra became inevitable. So they fought the battle. Duryodhana was confident that he would win He thought, who are these Pandavas? What strength do they have? They don't have anything. They had been away from kingdom for 12 years. They were roaming in the forest. They don't have any strength. They don't have any army. How are they going to fight with us? And for these 13 years, I have been ruling not only over Hastinapur or my kingdom, I'd been ruling over the entire earth planet. So all the kings were siding with Duryodhana. Most of the kings were siding with Duryodhana. So what was the possibility of winning that battle? So he was confident that he would win. And Pandavas were forced to get into that fight. But Duryodhana didn't realize that it's not only a question of army, it's actually the question of who is with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead is with? Whoever the Lord is with, they'll win. So that was proven in this battle. And in all his pastimes, this becomes obvious. Like even when the Lord appeared as Ramchandra, what was his army? His army was just some monkeys. They didn't even have any weapons. Some monkeys are with him. He doesn't, just him and Lakshman are the only two human beings. And the Ravan's army was so sophisticated. The most incredibly sophisticated army Ravana had. And they fought the battle, but ultimately who won the battle? Ramchandra won the battle. At least in that pastime, Ramchandra fought the battle. But in Krishna's pastimes, Krishna didn't fight the battle. He made a condition. Like before the battle began, everyone was trying to gather their army, gather their strength. So Duryodhana went to Krishna to get Krishna to side with him. And Arjuna also went. Duryodhana came before Arjuna. But at that time Krishna was sleeping. So Duryodhana went to Krishna's bedroom and he sat next to Krishna's bed, near Krishna's head. And then Arjuna came. And Arjuna sat near Krishna's feet. So then Krishna woke up. And when he woke up, he saw Arjuna. He said, "Oh Arjuna, when did you come?" So Duryodhana just stood up. He said, "Hey Krishna, I came before. So you must address me, you must see me." Right? He said, "What to do? I saw Arjuna first, so that's why I addressed him first." And so then the trouble started, like who should Krishna side with? Then finally Krishna said, "Okay, I'll make a condition. I will, in one side will be me alone, and on the other side will be the Yadu, Narayaneshenas, the soldiers of Narayan, the Yadus, Yadu army. So the choice is yours. Who do you want? Do you want me or you want my army? Whoever wants me, he won't get the army, and I will not fight the battle. I won't even touch any weapon. I won't pick up any weapon and fight. I'll be the chariot rider." So Duryodhana said, "Okay, I'll be happy to just take the army."
He thought, what's the point in getting Krishna? He's not going to fight the battle. What's the use of having him? So better let me have his army. But Arjuna said, I'll be happy if Krishna, you are with me. That's about all I want. Whether you fight or not, doesn't matter. If you are with me, that's enough for me. So that is the difference between a devotee and a non-devotee. A devotee's vision, devotee's perception is materialistic. He sees the number, he seeks the strength, he sees all these material calculations. Whereas a non-devotee sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he knows, if the Lord is with me, that's about all that matters. If the Lord is with me and if I'm with the Lord, I have nothing to worry about. And the result is, wherever the Lord is with his devotee, the victory is bound to be there. Actually, Duryodhana's defeat was inevitable. Anyone who had the proper perception knew that Duryodhana would lose. He would lose everything. Like Duryodhana's own mother knew, Gandhari knew, that Duryodhana would lose. When Duryodhana went before the battle, he went to his mother seeking her blessings. Mother, bless me. And what was Gandhari's response? Gandhari's response was, Jato dharmo tato jai. Wherever there is dharma, there will be victory. If you side with dharma, you will win. But if you go against dharma, if you commit sinful activities, if you do not follow the tenets, the teachings of the scriptures, if you don't act according to the instructions of the scriptures, you are going to die. You'll be defeated. So this is how Gandhari predicted that you will lose. And every day of these 18 days, whenever Duryodhana sought his mother's blessings, Gandhari's response was that, Jato dharmo tato jai. It is not because you are my son, I'm going to be partial to you. The destiny will pave its own course. Things will happen by the divine arrangement. The way Krishna set everything up, things will happen accordingly. Stay on the path of dharma, everything will be glorious for you. You deviate from the path of dharma, you'll be destroyed. No one can save you. Similarly, Vidur also advised Duryodhana, but Duryodhana was not prepared to listen to any good advice. And this is another indication of what bad association does. When one is in a bad association, he will deviate from the path of dharma. Because the people, those who do not follow dharma, they are bad people. Those who follow the path of dharma, they are good people. Sat and asat, sadhu and asadhu. Sukritina, duskritina. Simple calculation. Those who are on the path of dharma, they are sat, they are sadhu, they are sukritina. And those who are deviant, those who deviate from the path of dharma, they are asat, asadhu, and duskritina. So when one associates with bad people, then they will drift away from the path of dharma. But when one associates with good people, he will. When one associates with the sadhus, he will remain on the path of dharma. That's why the Sangha, the association, is so important. And it has been advised that not to be in bad association. When you look at in our own past, we can see how bad association affects our lives. Now when you look back, we can see that Kali Yuga, the whole world is asadhu. And as a result of bad association, what happens? We are forced into sinful activities. But then, somehow or other, we came into the sadhu sangha. We came in contact with Srila Prabhupada and his mission, ISKCON, the devotees. Then what happened? Our life has become transformed. Like a simple thing, the other day somebody was telling me that, say in Ujjain, most of the people drink bhang, intoxication. And this is the thing, probably they don't know that it is bad to drink bhang. They think that they are drinking Lord Shiva's prasad. Shiva doesn't drink bhang. Shiva drinks halahal. Shiva doesn't drink bhang. Lord Shiva drank halahal during the churning of the milk ocean when the thing came up, poison came up. Hari actually asked, Jaya Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead asked Lord Shiva to drink that poison to save this creation. And what did Lord Shiva do? Lord Shiva did not drink it. Being instructed by the Lord, he took it. But he kept it on his neck. Therefore his neck became blue, Nilkantha. And some of these poisons fell, some drops fell. And where the drops fell, those things became poisonous. Like some insects, snakes, they drank that poison. Therefore they became poisonous. Some trees and plants became affected by that, like Dhatura, hashish, rather cannabis, and all these, they became poison. It is a concoction that Lord Shiva drinks. Did anybody ever see Lord Shiva smoking ganja from a chilam? Is there any picture? Is there any incidents like that? Then how can ganja or dhatura or bhang become Lord Shiva's prasad? They're not Lord Shiva's prasad. But there is no one to tell them. So people are in ignorance. They do not know. And they go and indulge in these activities. So this is the result of bad association. But when one gets the good association, then what happens? When he comes to sadhu sangha, says, no more intoxication. What to speak of bhang, what to speak of siddhi, what to speak of ganja, what to speak of charas, not even tea and coffee. Not even tea and coffee. And that is the standard that Srila Prabhupada established in ISKCON.
The devotees of ISKCON don't even drink tea, don't even take coffee. And we got to realize, shouldn't be taken. Otherwise, what is the lifestyle now? And the first thing one drinks in normal course of life, normally people, what do they do? The first thing is a bed tea, right? A cup of tea. But when? So these are the bad habits that people developed. But when they come in contact with Srila Prabhupada's mission, they give up. even that. No tea, no coffee, no cigarettes, no pan, no tamaku. So this is the standard. And why did it happen? Sadhu Sangha. So when one comes in contact with the sadhus, the influence of the sadhus make him improve his way of living. So people like Duryodhana opt for asadhu association, avoid sadhu sangha. They can't stand the sadhus because the sadhus give them good advice. His mother was giving good advice, but Duryodhana didn't listen. Vidura gave him good advice, didn't listen. But who he would listen to? He would listen to all these miscreants. Those who are averse to Krishna. He found, Duryodhana found them to be his friends. But those who were with Krishna, they were his enemies. Duryodhana's consideration was, actually, why Duryodhana felt that way? Duryodhana and Shishupal, Jarasandha, why they were inimical to Krishna? Because they couldn't stand that anyone could be greater than them. They thought that they were the greatest. Who is Krishna? Shishupal was always blaspheming Krishna. Who is Krishna? He's just a cow, a person who was brought up in a village as a cowherd boy, didn't even have a proper Kshatriya training, didn't have a Kshatriya aristocratic upbringing. Although he may be a son of a Kshatriya, but he was brought up with the Vaishyas. So that was his calculation. Who is this Krishna? Why he is worshipped? Why should he be glorified? Why should he be honored? And he was blaspheming Krishna all the time, that he would be, that Krishna's activities were so unpleasant, immoral. When he was in Vrindavan, he danced with the young unmarried girls, and Krishna is the greatest lover. So that was also another point of Shishupal's criticism. Everybody loved Krishna. So Krishna is the greatest lover, and his thing was, see, he's a Romeo. Of course, there was no expression of Romeo, but the point is, he is a debauchee. But the devotees knew who Krishna is. Like when Shishupal was blaspheming Krishna, Bhishmadev stood up. And he said, I am celebrated all over the world as a brahmachari. And I worship Krishna. Because Krishna is the greatest brahmachari. So that is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So devotees recognize him, non-devotees become envious of him. Devotees always side with him, always stay at his feet, whereas the non-devotees want to become greater than him. Now, why Krishna should be worshipped? Why Hari should be worshipped? Why Narayan should be worshipped? Because I am the greatest. Why people don't worship me? They should worship me. Why they should worship this person? What is he? I am more powerful than him, I am more rich than him, I am more handsome than him. And that's how Duryodhana and Shishupal and the party were thinking. Krishna is 5 feet 10 inches, I am 6 feet 4 inches. I am taller than Krishna, I am greater than Krishna. Krishna's complexion is dark, I am so fair. I am better than Krishna. Krishna's chest is 38 inches, my chest is 48 inches. I am greater than Krishna. So, this is how the atheistic people, those who do not have any information about the spiritual reality, they become envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But those who are devotees, they know that Krishna is from another nature. Krishna is not from this nature. Krishna's body is not material. Krishna's body is transcendental. What to speak of 5 feet 10 inches? If Krishna is even 1.5 inch, even if Krishna doesn't have any nose and mouth or hands, just even if he has a Shaligram Shila, small little stone, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the understanding of a devotee. And he sides with him because he knows even if he is a stone, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he can save me under any circumstances. He can give me the protection in any situation. Therefore, a devotee always remains with Krishna, no matter in whichever way he appears to be. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead gives the protection to his devotees. Therefore, the devotees never defeated. A devotee never defeated in the sense, in ultimately, sometimes devotees are defeated, but that doesn't matter. Ultimate victory is what matters. In the battle of Kurukshetra in the 18 days, sometimes Pandavas were losing. But this loss was only temporary. The ultimate victory was at the end of the battle. Similarly, in our life, the ultimate battle is going to be at the time of death. And the question is whether we're going to win the battle at that time. If we remain with Krishna, we'll win the battle. If we don't remain with Krishna, we'll lose. No matter in our lifetime, how successful or unsuccessful we may have been. Somebody in his material life may be very successful, but if he is not a devotee of Krishna, he'll lose the final battle. And the final battle is the decisive battle. Everything will be decided at the time of the final battle. And those who are devotees of Krishna, during their lifetime they may be a failure. They may be good for nothing, apparently. But the final battle they will win, because they sided with Krishna. And also, for a devotee, his material life is wonderful, and his spiritual life is also wonderful. When he is in a material nature, he is blissful, and when he leaves the material nature, he becomes even more blissful, right? Absolutely blissful. That is why the intelligent thing to do is to become a devotee of Krishna. The most intelligent action is to become a devotee of Krishna. That is the ultimate success. Apparently, people may think, oh, devotees are not, what are they? They're useless, they couldn't do anything better, that's why they're failure, that's why they became devotees. They couldn't do anything in their life, that's why you become a devotee. He was good for nothing, therefore he became a devotee. If he was like me, then he didn't have to become a devotee. If he was a big, successful man like me, then there was no, there wouldn't have been any reason for him to become a devotee. But they don't realize that the ultimate victory, the ultimate goal of life is to become a devotee of Krishna. No matter in whichever way one becomes a devotee, whether he is out of, whether he is an artha, whether he is an artharthi, whether he is a yigyasu, or whether he is a jnani. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukriti arjuna. So, and what are those four kinds? Chaturvidha, artha, artharthi, jigyasu, and jnani. Artha means in distress. In distress. Facing great difficulty. Do not know what to do. Lost everything. In great distress. Says Krishna, please protect me. Or a person in acute poverty, no money, very poor, goes to Krishna, Krishna, save me from this distressful situation. Becomes a devotee. Jigyasu, very intelligent person, he wants to find out what is the absolute truth. Questions about everything and tries to find out the secret of this creation. Becomes a devotee at the end. And one who is situated in knowledge, jnani, knowing that Krishna is God, surrenders unto him. It doesn't matter under what circumstances one surrenders unto Krishna, but if one surrenders to Krishna, that is the ultimate benefit. Whether one is artha, in distress, whether one is in need of money, whether one is inquisitive, or whether one is in knowledge. If one becomes a devotee, that's the ultimate benefit. So how and why we became a devotee doesn't matter. That we became devotee, that's what really matters. Therefore, a devotee's past should not be considered. It is said, Vaishnava aparad is to consider a devotee according to his past. Oh, he couldn't, didn't have food to eat at home, was so poor, was starving, joined ISKCON. Fine, wonderful. That he joined ISKCON, that's what matters. Whether he was starving, whether he was a millionaire son, or whether he was beggar, doesn't matter. That one comes to the platform of Krishna consciousness, that's what matters. And when one comes to this platform, it's all absolute. It doesn't matter whether one is a millionaire son, whether was a king or a prince or a beggar or a pauper, doesn't matter. Whether one is rich or poor, whether one is learned or uneducated, doesn't matter. What really matters is that he has become a devotee of Krishna. And when one becomes a devotee of Krishna, he becomes Krishna's property. Krishna will take care of him in all respects. Like we saw in the battle of Kurukshetra, how wonderfully Krishna saved Arjuna. Arjuna would have been dead so many times if Krishna was not there. One snake, I forgot the name, he was saved during the No, he lost everything. He lost his whole family during the Khandava Dahan, when the Khandava forest was burnt. So, and he wanted to take revenge against Arjuna. His whole life's mission was to take revenge, to kill Arjuna. And then he took the shape of an arrow. And that arrow was meant to kill Arjuna. So his whole life's mission, and now the battle came. So he is now ready to kill Arjuna. So that arrow was released. That arrow was released. And what did Krishna do? Krishna just pressed the chariot with his feet. And the chariot sank by 6 inches or by 1 foot. And what did the arrow do? Took Arjuna's helmet off. Instead of getting Arjuna in the chest, just hit the helmet. So that is how Arjuna was saved. So this is how Krishna saves his devotees. Of course, we have to remember that Krishna is saving us at every moment. Just as I gave the example the other day, like the earth is round, earth is moving, we are on the surface of the earth. Why we are safe? Because of the gravitational pull. Who created the gravitational pull? Krishna. Now if for a second, or even a fraction of a second, if the earth stops to moving, then what will happen? Can you imagine if the earth stops to move? Just for a second, where all of us will be? We'll be just thrown into the space. So this is how Krishna is saving us at every moment. But we are so stupid that we don't realize that. Therefore Krishna has to come and go through this drama of battle of Kurukshetra, perform his pastimes to remind us how he is saving us. To give us some little intelligence that if we depend upon Krishna, then we don't have to worry about anything. Krishna will save us. Krishna is always protecting us. Krishna is always saving us. Now let's surrender unto Krishna. So that's all we have to learn. That's all we have to understand. Let's surrender unto Krishna. And when we do that, our life becomes successful. Our existence reaches its ultimate benefit. Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki, Shri Shri Giriraj Govardhan Ki, Gaur Premanande Hare. Does anybody have any question? Yes. See how they were? Pandavas, how were they suffering or they were blissful? If you see the person, how do you make out if a person is suffering or he is blissful? By seeing his face, right? By how they're acting, how they're doing. Now when you read the activities of the Pandavas, did it ever appear that they were suffering? Were they suffering? When Bhima went, okay, I'll give you just an example. They were in Ekachakra, Pandavas, after the Jatugriha incidents with Kunti, the five brothers, they were roaming around like Brahmana, as Brahmanas. And they came to a village called Ekachakra. And in Ekachakra, they were staying in the house of a Brahmana. And at night they heard the sound that they were crying and they were talking. So they woke up and they found that the family of the Brahmana was sitting together and they were discussing among themselves. They heard the father is saying, let me go, I am an old man. My life has already come to an end. Then the son says that, no, my father, it is my duty to take care of you. So as long as I am alive, I must give you the protection. So let me go. And in this way they were talking, and the Pandavas overheard, and they realized what was happening. That the next day, this terrible Rakshasa called Baka, he is going to eat one man. One family has to send a member with a whole lot of food. So then Kunti went and said, look, don't worry, my son will go. And they said, what? You are our guest? And how can we let your son go and sacrifice his life for our sake? Do you want us to suffer in hell forever? Nothing doing. We can't let you do that. Then Kunti said, no, my son can take care of such rakshasas. And he has taken care of many rakshasas. And this one will not be difficult for him to handle. So finally, the Brahmana family was convinced and let Bhima go. And Bhima went. It was on top of a hill. All the food was carried. Bhima was fond of eating. So he started to eat the food that was meant for this Baka Rakshasa. And then when Baka came, he became very angry. He said that, you are eating the food that is meant for me. And he started to hit Bhima with a tree, uprooted a tree. But Bhima kept on eating. And after he finished eating, he faced the Rakshasa. And a fight ensued. Bhima killed him. Can you imagine how they all felt? They were suffering, or they were enjoying? So at every step the Pandavas were enjoying. From the materialistic point of view, it may seem that they are so poor and they are so going through so much suffering. But one who is with Krishna, does he suffer? Like, that is one thing that happens, especially in the West, in America. Like, the parents think that their children are suffering when they become devotees. Devotees' parents, they feel that their sons or daughters are suffering. They don't have proper place to sleep. Four or five of them live in one room, and sometimes they sleep on the floor. You know, they think that way. They're suffering so much. But are the devotees suffering? If they're suffering, then why don't they go back to their home? Like, they have so much luxury, they have so much facilities. So, devotees don't suffer, they enjoy. Are you suffering after you become a devotee? So then, why are you asking?
Best advantage of the
religion. take advantage of the situation, take advantage of the environment, take advantage of the facilities. Just consider if you are at home with your non-devotee friends, what would you be doing now? Now you would be probably sleeping Sunday morning, isn't it? The question is not what you'd be doing now, the question would be what you had been doing last night. Like, what do they do? Saturday evening, they would go to the pub, drink, go to a restaurant, eat all kind of garbage, then come back home at 3 o'clock in the morning. How do you feel? Whereas, what is this situation offering you? Even if you don't want to wake up, your roommate wakes you up. Come on, Krishna Chan, 4 o'clock. Get up. Right? Come to Mangala Arati. You didn't come from Mangala Arati today? So this is how the devotees' association help you. Who is your roommate? So he hasn't been your friend today. So devotees wake you up from jeep jago, jeep jago. Kato nidra jao maya pishachira kole. For how long are you going to sleep on the lap of maya? Wake up, sleeping souls. So that is how, well, that's the facility the devotees association is offering you. So take advantage of this association. So much opportunities to make spiritual advancement, so much opportunities to render devotional service, so much opportunities to get the higher taste. Like when we become a devotee, what actually happens? Our consciousness just blossoms. Now, isn't that the most wonderful thing? And that's the advantage of being in the association of devotees. Awakening of consciousness. Okay, Hare Krishna. Was there any other question? I saw some hand. Yes, Chandra Gopi.
You mentioned that for a devotee there is no need any quality or such type of anything. And the outside people are thinking when the people are trusted it and when people are the tragic life, then they become the
And we say, let there be more tragedy in our lives so that we can become a devotee. Let there be more frustration that we can turn away from Maya and come to Krishna. Isn't it? They may say they are frustrated, they have no qualification, they are useless. And our answer will be, okay, at the time of death, we'll see who is more frustrated and who is more tragic and who is more useless. At the time of death, all those big, big successful people will become totally useless, right? Yeah.
The same time the Kauravas also came
in.
How they know that the Pandavas are there?
No, they didn't know They just came to steal Bhirata's cows. Bhirata had a celebrated, very well-known goshala. So they came to steal the cows from Virat. But Arjun, since there was nobody to fight, Arjun went. Arjun actually became the chariot driver of Uttar, the prince. He was a little boy, that's why he didn't go to battle. But he was a Kshatriya, so he said that I will teach them a lesson. They don't know where they came to. Only if I had a chariot here. And Brihannala said, okay, I'll drive your chariot, let's go. So Arjuna was driving the chariot and he was about to fight. But when he saw the army, he wanted to run away. So Arjuna caught him and said, you take the rein, drive the chariot, I'll fight. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hare.
Sat 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 Sat